Every year, people flock to the State Fair of Texas to try the latest fried creation, catch the Red River Showdown, or take a ride on the Skyway. But there's also a big swath of the fair dedicated to livestock. People from around the state and beyond gather to compete in shows for sheep, goats, cows, even llamas. Throughout the fairgrounds, exhibitors young and old tend to prized animals. We start with Joe Castillo, who's traveled with family from Denver City in far west Texas.
It's been a long night. We've been in the truck all night. We drove 6 hours, and we spent the night in the truck until this morning, and then we'll go get some sleep here in a little bit. I have a niece here helping her out. We've been getting ready for about a week now, just for this, just to come up here for today and tomorrow. Clipping their hair, their hooves, making sure their skin and hair is all nice and soft. We put lotions on their coat so they're not too dry. Her big goat is called Mocha, and it's hard to leave him here once we're done with them. It's hard.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Ince. I am 12 years old, and I'm from Sweetwater, Texas. We feed them certain items that we buy, and we work them around like a walker, a treadmill. We set up a cage around it, and they set their front feet on top, and they walk backwards to build muscle. You have to get to know your lamb to know how to set them up, show them. My mom used to show, and so did my dad, so I get a lot of tricks from them.
My name is Michael Lee. I'm 48. I'm from Flower Mound, Texas. What we're doing at the fair today is showing goats. Well, they have to be clean and trimmed. They look for color markings. They like the horns burned off of the females. And mostly they look for definition of the body, the build, the barrel, the breasts, wide in the front legs, you know, kind of flat on top. They don't steal from you, cheat, or lie. The more you learn about goats, the more you like them. She's hungry. She wants cookies.
Hi, my name is Lauren Volchik. I'm 12 years old and from Waller, Texas. I just got really interested in Brahman cattle. We always passed them going down the highway seeing Dietering Brahmins. And when I finally turned 8, I begged my parents to get me a Brahman. And ever since, I've just clicked with them. Here they are. We have Gucci, Pixie, Trixie, and 511. She doesn't really have, like, an attitude like the other one. But if on a good day, she's Shelby. So Shelby or 511. People are always like, well, what's the hump and all the extra skin and the big ears for? Well, the hump, it's just a main muscle. And it's fat and a muscle. And did you know that you can actually eat the hump? It's very tender, and it's better than Wagyu meat. Very expensive, but it's very good, I've heard. These animals, it's what promotes our world, and cows produce milk, and that's like one of the main forces that everything is made with, and I think people should appreciate them more.
My name's Alicia Smith, and we are from Roy City, Texas. As far as the goats, we have 24 goats at home. We raise them, breed them, and then show them mainly. I have 2 girls, they're 10 and 7, so we do it all together. I think that most people don't know anything about this, and I think they come to the fair for the food and the rides, and I think this is just kind of an afterthought. A lot of kids have never even seen a goat or don't know what a cow is or, you know, don't know that milk comes from a cow, don't, you know, a lot of that stuff. So I think that's awesome that we're able to teach.
The State Fair of Texas runs through October 21st.